starring Fred Allen.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it is a pleasure to bring you my salad bowl review through the courtesy of Hellman's Mayonnaise. And say, you don't have to eavesdrop at the fall fashion conferences to find that the best-dressed salad is wearing Hellman's Mayonnaise this season and every other season. Well, it finally stopped raining today. It looked as though the weatherman had started on his vacation and forgot to turn off the water. It's been so wet here in New York all week that most of the policemen have webbed feet and the chickens are even laying duck eggs. Tonight, if you'll step into the salad bowl, we're mixing up a matrimonial bureau for you. I am the manager of the Aching Hearts Matrimonial Agency, and while I'm putting on my Cupid suit, Ferdy Grofay and the boys will open up musically.
Aching Hearts Matrimonial Bureau, you want the manager? Just a minute. Mr. Allen.
Hello, Aching Heart Bureau. Yes, we arrange weddings, day and night service. No, we don't give the bride away. It's $10 down and $2 a week. Okay.
Here's the morning mail.
Any news?
Peggy Joyce wants a gross of husbands on approval.
Fine. Send them FOB Hollywood.
Yes, sir. There's a note from Mr. Swift.
Oh, yes. The Swifts had a companionate marriage.
He's lost his wife's phone number.
Well, the telephone company took her phone out this morning. Tell him he's a bachelor again.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen to see you, Mr. Allen.
Show him in.
Sir, listen. This is a pretty kettle of fish. This is a pretty kettle of fish.
Don't bring any kettles of fish in here. The aquarium is two blocks down.
I don't want the aquarium. Have I got grounds for a divorce?
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
I should say you have got grounds. What's the trouble?
Well, I married a girl from under your catalog, which you are sending through the mail.
That's right. I mailed you a brunette. She was a Lexington debutante.
Lexington debutante is right. She came out when Paul Revere knocked on the door.
Well, she was a hot number, as I recall.
Hot? She was bombed over in the Chicago Fire. Listen, you get a written guarantee on this girl.
What does she need, a new paint job?
Paint job, nothing. One arm is shorter than the other. She's got a wooden leg, a glass eye, false teeth, and a wig.
A self-made woman, hey?
Yes, every time I'm driving the car over a bump in the road, she's falling apart on me.
Perhaps I can fix her up with some string. You want her reassembled?
No, I'm seeing time putting her together again. I want you to turn her in for a jigsaw puzzle.
Okay.
Mrs. Snagg is here again. She's in mourning.
Yes, Mr. Allen. I've just lost my eighth husband. I want another one.
Fine. What sort of a husband did you have in mind this time?
Oh, any kind, so long as he's working.
This is the ninth you bought here, is that right?
Yes. How much will he be?
Nothing, Mrs. Snagg. This one's on me.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Allen.
Hello, Mackay. What's new?
I'd like to take the plunge.
Congratulations. I never thought you'd get married.
Well, I found two tickets to Niagara Falls, and I cannot see them go to waste.
The bargain basement is downstairs.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Mr. Allen, this is terrible.
Are you looking in the cash register again?
No, look who's coming in.
Jumping tombstones. It's those African Siamese twins I saw in the circus.
There's a lady with them, too.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Mr. Allen. I'm Sam Boo.
Hello, Bob. I'm Rafter.
Who is this lady?
That ain't no lady. That's our wife.
Glad to know you, Mrs. Rasta Sambo.
Oh, I ain't mad at both these Siamese twins.
No, I want to divorce.
Yeah, and I like to have a little privacy.
Siamese don't know Siamese twins. You can't get away from me.
Wait a minute. They can't even get away from each other. What's happened?
Well, let me tell you, Miss Allen. I was called in Phoebe on the quiet when Sambo got wind of it.
And every time Rasta kissed me, Sambo got red in the face.
Well, what y'all expect me to do, play solitaire?
But how did you come to get married?
Proposed to me, and we went to the justice of the peace.
Yeah, but the justice was cross-eyed. Yeah, yeah. He said, do you, Rasmus, take this woman? But he was looking at Sambo.
So I says, we do.
Miss Allen, I done got the wrong husband.
I'll fix that up right away, and you three will be straightened out.
Oh, thank you, Miss Allen.
Will you come up to our house later on, Miss Allen?
What for?
Well, we're going to celebrate, and we'd like to have a fourth for bread.
I'll be there.
The wedding. If you think she needs one, it's all right with me.
There's a little...
Oh, hello.
Hello, Portland. I passed your house this morning.
Papa will be glad to hear that.
I was happy to see that you had a blue eagle in the dining room.
That was no blue eagle.
No?
No, that was Papa looking out of the window.
Say, I thought it looked kind of worried for an eagle.
Yes, I think my sister Gwendolyn's going to get married.
Who is the lucky man?
Papa.
And what's he worrying about?
Well, he bought an etiquette book on weddings, and he couldn't find a word about how to work the shotgun.
Say, is Gwendolyn's fella nice?
I like what I've seen of him.
Haven't you met him personally?
No, I've only seen him through a crack in the door.
Through a crack in the door?
Yes, Papa and Mama are always at the keyhole.
Oh, do the folks like him?
Papa hasn't even seen the fella since June.
Why is that?
He's been hanging his hat over the keyhole lately.
I get it. Well, if you hear of any business for my aching heart bureau, I hope you'll let me know.
I'll be glad to. Grandma's celebrating her diamond jubilee next week.
Has she been married 60 years?
No, but Grandpa's paying the last installment on the engagement ring, and they're having a little party.
Say, has their married life been happy?
Oh, yes. Grandpa hasn't raised his hand to Grandma for 20 years.
That's what I call 100% gallantry.
No, it's 50% rheumatism.
What sort of rheumatism?
Exclamatory, I think it is.
You mean inflammatory, don't you? Exclamatory means to exclaim, to yell out loud.
That's what Grandpa does. He yells out loud.
Tell me, did your grandparents raise a big family?
Gosh, they had so many children, they always kept the water running in the sink for christening.
Rush you there, Portland?
Oh, I think he's awfully funny.
Who?
That fellow, Rudy Valley, the fire chief.
Let's forget the whole thing.
Well, I'm going over to the aviation field.
Oh, yes, that nudist flyer is starting a nonstop flight around the world today.
I don't think he can start.
What do you mean?
Well, if he's a nudist aviator, how can he take off?
I give up. Goodbye, Portland.
Peek-a-boo.
Hello, Aching Heart Bureau. Yes, Mrs. Blair? Of course your wedding is guaranteed. I promised you 30 days of connubial felicity or your money back. Your husband's unreasonable? Listen, I'll see that you're happy for 30 days if I have to move in with the two of you. I'll be right over. Miss Mays?
Yes, sir.
My hat and briefcase.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back in an hour. Taxi? Taxi?
Yes, sir. Where to?
Hurry, driver. Corner of Main and Grand.
Okay.
What's this demonstration?
I want a new deal. This brute has me working 18 hours a day. I haven't a rag to my back, and I'm cooking from morning to night.
You will have to install the housewife's code, Mr. Blair.
Yes, I want a 40-hour week, a washing machine, and a new fur coat.
Anything to keep peace, Mariah. You are getting fat on work.
Yes, I know. You don't think I want to be, do you? It's just that I've never found a way to avoid it.
You're in luck, madam. Here's just the man for you to talk to. This is Mr. Ruffner.
Well, thank you, Mr. Allen. Have you ever heard of the Hellman Slenderizing Plan, Mrs. Bliss?
Let me in. Let me in. I say,
I'm awfully sorry, but you have no appointment.
Who has no anointment? I'm looking for a strife, a wife. Where the clay? Clear the hay, the
Watch
way.
Watch that racket, Miss May.
There's a lunatic here to see you.
I'm no lunatic, Mr. Blallon, Mr. Allen. She's crazy. She's as crazy as a hound grog, a ground grog, a hag, a hog, a ground frog.
And who are you, my stale roustabout?
I'm no hail houseboat, stale houseboat. I'm Oy Radwell, Roy Oilwell, a man about town. And I'm a hail fellow all wet. I mean, just cleaned up in Wall Street.
Cleaned up in Wall Street? Where's your broom and shovel?
My shoe and rubble. I'm no street cleaner. My broom and struggle is trouble. I want to get married and settle down.
You want someone to share your bed and board?
Of course, someone to snare my bread and board.
Absolutely. A nice little love nest, I suppose.
Yes, a little love nest where we can kill and boo, bill and chew, glue.
Well, here's my catalog. Here's a girl for you. Fat and 40, full of fun, and plays ping pong.
Flat and 40 and full of ping, and slays fun pong. Right, that's it.
Right you are.
Well, Mrs. Atwell must be thin and dirty, 30, and as picture as a pretty, and the belle of the ball.
Say, here's a beauty.
Oh, she's a dim dandy. Give me her name, and I'll flop the question.
This is Lady Smudge, the big game hunter.
Lady Hunt, the big smudge game. Gee whiz, I'll take her.
Good. You can spend your honeymoon in the jungle.
Honeymoon in the bungle is right. That's right. I'll shoot lions, Kyle Wet, wildcats, and canvas dak bucks.
Miss Maid.
Yes, Mr. Allen.
Send in Lady Fitzdutton Smudge.
Oh, boy. Lady Fitz Mutton Fudge.
Yes, sir.
You'll have to play your cards with Lady Smudge, Atwell.
Oh, I'll play my cards. Hearts are clumps.
Lady Smudge.
How do you do?
May I present Roy Atwell, Lady Smudge?
I'm sneezed to beat you, Miss Sneezing, Lady Fudge.
Oh, charmed, brother.
Will you marry me?
Well, I'm leaving for Africa tomorrow. Have you ever shot big game, Mr. Atwell?
Of course I've shot big dames. I've shot mountain goats in the far east and Kelly Pool in the near west.
I say, do you fidget under gunfire?
Fidget under fun guard.
No. You'd better try him out, Lady Smudge.
Yes, my last husband lost his head and I shot him accidentally.
Holy Moses, he lost his bed and you splat him in the cold shot.
Stand over there, Atwell. She can hit a bullseye at 20 paces.
A bullseye at 20 places? No, I'm no bullseye.
Now, stand still while I shoot that cigarette butt out of your mouth.
Oh, don't shoot. Ouch!
Oh, I missed the cigarette, but I got the end of his nose.
Yeah, the end of my rose is gone, but I'm bleeding like a puck steak. Oh, let it go.
Oh, I'll try it again.
Yes, better luck next time.
Let her buck nothing. The wedding is off. I want to marry a sweetheart, not a wildcat.
Don't you call me a wildcat, you skunk.
Don't you call me a skunk, female Jesse James.
Oh, I'll show you.
Put down that gun, Lady Smile. Oh, help, please, help.
Missed me by a mile.
Help, S-O-S-C-O-D.
Open this door.
Jesus, the plump. Cop.
What's going on in here?
Officer, arrest these two maniacs.
Come on, you two. You're going to jail.
Well, that's no place for a honeymoon.
Yes, Robert.
Well, tell it
we don't want...
Oh, how dare you?
Aching heart, Bureau. Yes, Mrs. Grone. Your baby just swallowed some camera film. Well, if anything develops, let me know. Okay.
It's time for your lecture, Mr. Allen. The audience is ready in the lecture hall.
Take my notes. I'll go right in. Thank you. Thank you. Members of the Bashful Brothers and Sisters Society, I'm not going to waste time telling you about the flowers and the bees. Those things you will have to learn through gossip or rumor. I am going to show you the progress of courtship, how the art of wooing has advanced through the years. Now, my first tableau this evening is the court of courtship of yesterday.
Get up there, Solomon.
Way home?
Well, we'll just take a turn around the river road, Evangeline.
Oh, but Bosworth, it's after 9 o'clock. What will Mother say?
Oh, hush up, Benji. Say, ain't that moon gorgeous?
Oh, it's lovely.
Get up there, Salomon.
Oh, look at those pretty daisies over there.
Let's get out and pick some. Whoa, Salomon.
Oh, it's awful late, Bosworth.
Oh, tain't neither. Here, give me your hand. Now jump. Oopsie-daisy. There we are. Oh, gee, Vansy, your hands are soft.
No, Bosworth, you keep your mittens on.
Oh, gee.
Just because we're engaged, don't think you can hold my hand. Oh, let's fix some daisies. Here's a nice one.
Oh, now, Vansy,
he loves me not. He loves me. Oh, Bosworth, the horse! Catch him!
Whoa, hold there, Solomon! Whoa, hold there!
Hey, Bosworth, what would Mother say?
She'd say, whoa, if she was here. Well, I'll have to walk it, Vansy. It's only 4 miles.
Oh, fudge, I should have brought my bicycle.
That ends the first episode, folks. It was called Sparking in the gay 90s. Those were the happy days when the horse was a chaperone and the hat pin was a weapon. The next tableau is courtship today.
Around the corners, baby.
Say, who's driving this can?
Nah, babe. You know, this isn't the way home.
I know it. I'm taking you to a roadhouse. Tonight's my night, big boy.
Oh, you promised to bring me home before daybreak. Father'll be mad.
Don't pull that father stuff on me just because we're engaged. I want to step out.
Look out! Look out for that tree! Look out!
Oh, are you okay, baby?
I guess so.
Where are we?
10 miles from town.
10 miles? Oh, nerds, I should have brought my roller skates.
This is called necking, folks. It's a little more exciting than spooning on a sofa, but the old-fashioned sofa never ran into a tree. And now, the third tableau, the courtship of tomorrow.
Say, we crossed the Atlantic from New York in less than 4 hours.
Boy, that's fly. Kiss me, darling.
Oh, sweetheart, why don't you marry me?
Oh, don't be old-fashioned, honey.
Look, we're out of gas.
Oh, heavens, what do we do?
We'll have to jump in parachutes.
Oh, where are we?
Right over Paris.
Paris? Oh, that's... Well, I can get a new evening wrap. I need plenty of new clothes.
I'm sorry, dear, but I haven't any money.
What? Oh, Dynamo, I should have brought my husband.
This concludes my lecture on courtships, brothers and sisters. I suppose in future years the world will come to a generation of mechanical men and women. If the robot mother-in-law comes to live with the mechanical newlyweds and gets troublesome, the husband can merely pull out her fuse and they'll live happily ever after. I thank you.
And now Mr. Allen's incomparable advice on etiquette.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Well, our etiquette department is going full zephyr. And a postcard tonight comes from Mr. Joseph Kesey at Columbia, Pennsylvania. Mr. Kesey says, quote, "Whenever I eat corn on the cob, my derby works down over my eyes, and I can't see what I'm doing. I have bitten one thumb half off, and I'll have to either give up the corn or both of my thumbs," unquote. A derby is never worn at the dinner table during the summer, Mr. Kesey. The well-dressed man always wears a straw hat or a beret in the dining room. If you, too, are bothered by some problem in etiquette, ladies and gentlemen, why not send me your dilemma on a postcard? Send it care of this station, and I shall be only too happy to help you, as I know I have helped Mr. Kesey. This is Fred Allen saying good, spelled G-O-O-D, night, spelled N-I-G-H-T. And don't forget, the well-dressed salad is wearing Hellman's mayonnaise.
That's you, my